Hello and welcome to the Cowboy for Game Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. I'm your host, Jake. Today, I'm joined by Bragg from Braggio.
Hello.
And Ben from Nolan TCG.
Hello.
How was our week in Yu-Gi-Oh? Let's begin with Bragg.
It was quiet-ish. We're going to do LOB talk.
Yeah, of course.
Later or now?
Well, now.
So the major Yu-Gi-Oh! Thing we did this week, well, I did this week, was the LOB draft. Two boxes, eight players, drafted some of the most rubbish cards the game has ever seen. I thought I was sitting pretty, but I just forgot that there's so many power cards that are like at a super level that if the person who's opening the pack then takes, you know, Regeki, it gets a bit, weird. But yeah, like, I was sticking around the 12, like, to go, oh, 1200 attack, that's pretty big.
Not big enough.
No. There's a few 1400s, like the 1550 Skull Redbird, which, what is it doing in that set?
Yeah.
Completely forgot how good that card is. Were we playing it in our starter deck LOB?
No, because you have Legend.
Yeah.
Because Legend's in the card starter deck.
Yeah, but you need a bit more, I feel. More monsters.
Neo, the magical
sword. Neo, yep. Yeah, so 17's already up there. Oh my god. Just however they scaled
exclusively
the...
in LOB.
Yeah.
Kind of fucking.
Yeah. It was a disaster. My strongest monster was 1400 attack. Yes. I was relying on equip spells. Didn't see the sequencing. Couldn't pull off the combo of three equip spells on one monster. D-spell's not in the set. It's no, just remove trap.
Remove trap is, yes. There's,
Ninja.
No, yeah, oh yeah, need you to look there. At the back row, to look at your back row, but yeah. That's it.
Yeah, it was a rough time. I picked up one win against Jesse, who seemed to have drafted worse than I did, but everyone else had gotten a pretty powerful card that you could just sit on to and just bang.
Yeah.
Master Duel's been pretty quiet, just plugging away. Bonfire's kind of made that deck a bit too easy in the... in this, so I was like, not easy, it's just more of the same, instead of those variant extra cards or hand trap that might catch you out, now it's just all in, which that reminds me, we talked about OCG banlist last week, didn't we?
Yes.
We did.
Have you seen what they've replaced? Sorry to get
I haven't attention. Looked at it yet, nah, I haven't looked at the metagame report.
So, they lost two Wanteds and one Ash?
Yes.
Three of Ekvaler in.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like that's just what's...
Missing engine? Add a hand trap?
Done. Yeah, so...
You just now, instead of drawing a card that says go, you draw a card that says stop. Easy.
So, when that inevitably happens in Master Duel in 3 months, start crafting more Veilers. You probably should already be running Veiler.
Yeah. I'm already on a lot of hand traps.
Who do you want to go next? You?
Ben? I'll go Ben.
Okay. This locals, I went... On Tuesday, I went X1. I was sitting here for a while being like, what happened to locals? But I played Dragon Ruler Snake Eyes.
Mm.
It was fun.
Oh, cool.
I really enjoyed it. The actual, like, Dragon Ruler part of the deck was cool.
Mm.
When I was playing Blaster.
Yeah.
Like, Tempest was good enough, except for the final hand in Game 3 when I drew... Double Tempest, double Wind Hand Trap, so the Mourner, and then, like, Flame Bush. And I was like, this is an issue. And I was like, make a Baron pass. Baron immediately gets impounded. I'm like, fuck. I don't die, but I'm like, it's gonna take a lot to get out of. Draw Jet Synchron. Okay. A game. So that was that. And then for the LOB draft tournament, I came last. My drafting was worse than Bragg's. So much worse than Bragg's. I had... So pretty early on, Kurt passes on polymerization. He's next to me.
Oh, yeah.
And at this point, I already have three fusions. So I look at... I see the poly and I'm like, I'm going to go all in on the poly targets.
Hmm.
Proceeded to only get one of the poly targets for every card in my extra deck. So I just had drafted all of these weak as piss monsters to then do the fusion strategy with... No.
At least you have poly for the future.
I have poly for the future.
Yeah, because I'm assuming you keep these cards and build on them as the set's going. Yeah.
There's a chance that I can maybe make the Thousand Eyes Restrict. If everything goes right.
Oh, it's going to be rough, though.
Except I'm hard with Thousand Eyes Idol.
Yeah, Ultra. And then Ultra.
I just got Hyrule. Hyrule my way through. I did get the Dark Hole, which is going to do me well in future. I got also got... Everyone was passing in my port on the three-pronged attacks.
Hmm.
So I was like, these are going to be useful eventually. So I'm just going to take these. And I got a Hain. So I have four cards.
Oh, Hain's huge.
Yeah, I got four cards that are good for the future. The rest of my deck is completely unplayable. It will all be getting replaced by stuff from Metal Raiders when we get to that.
Logan having Rikiki and Maneater Bug is a problem.
Tom's deck is insane. I don't know how he lost to Logan. Well, he lost to Logan. And Logan came second. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. His deck's pretty busted. He got Maneater Bug, Hain, and Darkhold. I think.
It's a lot of removal.
And Trap Hole.
Ah, that's a lot of removal.
It was like, well, you can out four problems.
Lucky I'm playing Remove Trap.
Yes, noted Remove Trap. Definitely Remove Back Row. At one point I had three-pronged attack set against someone and I was like setting up and they tried to Remove Trap me and I was like, no, no, face up.
Yeah.
They're like, what is this even out? And I was like, Dragon Capture Jar.
Wait, so Remove Trap doesn't even pop set traps?
No, it only literally pops
just
face
looks
up.
At set traps?
No, it only pops face up. Doesn't even look at
that
set
traps.
That
is.
Because D-Spell still
so
does.
So bad.
D-Spell can do a face down.
Yes. Remove Trap is face up only. That's in so this bad. Format, it only outs Dragon Capture Jar, which came up. Because I have Dragon Capture Jar, and Lachlan had.
Red Eyes.
No. Oh, yes, he did have Red Eyes. Yes. So I flipped the Dragon Capture Jar, and he's like, I waited for battle phase, I'm like, flip Dragon Capture Jar, and he's like, okay, main phase 2, Remove Trap, and I'm like,
ah. The odds.
Well, I knew he had it.
Well, at least Adult Ben had the sensibilities of flipping it once he declared an attack, instead of Child Ben would have been like, Dragon Capture Jar, get in the
So that was my LOB experience. We'll both have content coming on the way regarding it.
Yeah, mine's going to be chopped and meme is all hell because it cuts out certain points, but there's also parts that are cut out that I wish were. So that's good.
I'm going to kind of
Oh yeah, Jesse was in the room, wasn't he? Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's no audio on this.
Yeah, there's no audio. Yeah. I'm going to It's all voiceover.
It's going to be me with like TikTok default voiceover going.
At one point, there was...
How did he pull a red eye?
There was definitely copyrighted music at some points. So it's all going to be voiceovered.
They did know that you were trying to make content out of this, right? Like,
yeah, but I said from the start I was going to do voiceover.
Oh, okay. Right. So it isn't a case of, like, you were trying to do content-y stuff and people ruined it, like the ever-fateful charity stream?
What? Oh, yeah, that one.
Right at the end.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So my week. Tuesday I also went X1, bricked really bad in my second round. Opened like effectively four of the same card and those cards did not do anything. So I was like sick. And then today, versed at least two somewhat interesting decks. Like I didn't hate the fact that I lost to one of them. So versed Dark World Synchro, for my first match. It made use of like the Resonator package and like the Fire and Escator and stuff like that to build some synchros and stuff. So that was cool. Lost to that cause I bricked. Round two, I lost to Flunder. That was not one of the interesting decks. Fuck that deck. Hate that deck.
Maybe you shouldn't lose to it.
I would love to not lose to it. However,
just summon a Dingisu in defense position and win.
That's the plan. However, things did not go to said plan.
You're shifted?
Oddly enough, no.
Oh.
I was like mortified that that was what the matchup was going to be, that I was just going to get shifted and I was going to get fucking owned. But no, I just opened bad and couldn't play through Enpen.
Yes.
Turns out Lynx can't go into defense mode, so it's hard to play around.
No.
And also the Horus things I thought would be my out. The second the King's Arc hit the board, he's like, that needs to go.
Remove it. No.
Yeah. But anyway, and then my last round was against Yubel.
Yep.
It's cool to see that deck in action. Kind of didn't realize in my game two that it's effectively like a battle trap, the Spirit of Yubel.
Yeah.
And then while they have the Nightmare, whatever it is, on the board, you have to attack. So I had a board full of five monsters. I had to attack the Spirit of Yubel and I took all the damage. So yeah.
Force you into it.
Yeah.
Should I link them all off?
Well, I didn't realize it had the battle trap effect. I realized he searched it, but I just thought it had the on summon thing.
Yep. Instead.
Whereas the next game, I was very much aware of it, the third game, and he went to search it, and I was like, it's okay, I have Crescendo set. You can try that all you like. And then Master Duel. I'm playing Unchained in there since that's got released. Enjoying it, but Snake Eyes does overpower that deck with its resource loop. So I think my last game that I played on there last night, I had literally run out of monsters and they still had plays. I just sort of started destroying like my traps and stuff to play around the board, just assuming that I still had stuff in deck. I popped a trap, I popped something on his board, and then...
Nothing prompted you?
Nothing prompted me to summon from deck. I was like, that's not good. Hopefully a ban list comes along at some point to address that, because I will talk about it now anyway. So State of Master Duel at the moment has made me realize that I don't want them to have the same format for physical play and Master Duel. I've decided I like it the way it is, except for at this very moment where the formats are the same.
Where we got everything early.
Yes. Like, at least when they, like, did the throwdown of every tier card, tier was dead. Or, like, had been changed in our format enough that it was different. Whereas now, like, there's very minuscule differences between Snake Eyes TCG and Snake Eyes Master Duel.
It's just the one deck that is winning has everything, and everything else is like, oh, still waiting on that. This is, a weird choice.
Yeah, I'm not about it.
A weird money-making choice.
Yeah.
It's okay, they'll hit the deck when they give us the emergency and preventer.
The other thing that occurred to me...
Here's emergency and preventer, wanted to one, by the way.
Well, the other thing that occurred to me is that in the OCG, emergency's at one. So they could just bring emergency in at one. So they've delayed it for like ages, and then they're just like, here you go, guys, at one.
The fast tracking of Poplars, really, like, it would have been nice to have the wanted Diable Star rescue ace.
Yeah.
Poplar turning up way early. We'll never know.
We'll mix it all together.
Oh, God.
I mean, we could just play it in 5 years, I imagine. How cooked this game's going to be.
Actually,
how do you go up from here?
It just occurred to me, too, that, like...
Give us water stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So, I would do segue, but I don't want to. The other thing is...
a point to make. This better be a good point.
Well, the other thing is, too, like, as much as it's, like, firemen aren't getting, like, to play at their full capacity because they're missing cards, and by the time they get their cards, they might be missing Debel Engine and whatever.
Yes.
What about Fire King?
Mm-hmm.
Fire King also gets dunked on in that regard, because it's either you suffer through Snake Eyes long enough for them to get Fire King into Master Duel, or... you get Fire King, and then they just ban the fuck out of the other engine.
But remember the part where we had Fire King without the Snake Eye stuff, and it was still fairly good. Good enough for you to complain about it on this podcast when I was playing it.
Just the Fire King stuff?
Yes.
It'll come out with Consort too. Consort can carry that, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, Consort adds enough to the deck that you can hit all the Snake Eye stuff and Fire Kings will still do pretty good in Master Duel. Trust. I'm not going to do it.
Trust.
I'm going to keep dragging up the Snake Eye stuff. I'm like, when this is like Ash banned, poplar one, oak one, I'm still going to be trying. It's going to be a Dragon Rule.
Have you done Snake Eyes Scrapyard Master Duel yet?
Oh, I was just... As soon as we get Phoenix, I'm just going to play Scrap. And just go into the... I don't imagine they're going to hit Zalantis or whatever, so... I just need the Pyro Phoenix. Should play Scrap of Locals.
We need Zalantis for the other water support.
You want me to do the thing, don't you?
Yeah, what else are we going to cover first?
Look, there's heaps of stuff. But anyway...
It's a main set announcement.
It's okay. It'll get talked about.
It's a shock.
So, starting with the OCG, we have the next announcement of the next main set. And I'm sad to say... Well, actually, I'm not sad to say. I fucking hated it. The Year of Fire is over. Wait. We move on to the Year of Water with the next main set, Rage of the Abyss.
Even though we have a million years of waters.
Really happy that I bought those high rarity Mermail cards now.
Mermail.
You shut your bitch face. You shut up.
This is weird because usually, like, from what I remember, the last two times they've done Fire Pack, Water Pack, well, they've done Fire Pack, Water Pack, but this time it's Fire Pack, Exodia Pack, Water Pack.
Yes.
Well, actually, no, Phantom Nightmare was before. Man, it's all messed up. It's just
Phantom fire. Nightmare had fire stuff in it.
We had a year of fire stuff.
Yeah.
Exodia Pack, Water Pack. There's still fire stuff in the Exodia Pack.
True.
Then a Water Pack.
Abyss.
You got Poplar as a big lad.
Question is, do they do Atlantean cards in here or Mermail cards in here?
Atlantean's always more of the Abyssy sort of thing for me.
I think it's going to be Atlanteans, if anything, just because you get the...
Hang on. You can
100% dunk on me here.
Mermail, Abyss, insert every name.
Yep.
The fuck?
Yep.
But what about Abyssgund?
The Mermail card?
Gund.
Ah, you normal summon it.
Stoos. Spike. Sometimes.
Gund?
Isn't it the three?
Smegalo.
You don't want to normal summon Gund.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Yeah, but you can.
But you don't want to.
What if you don't draw a D.Va? Or then... Nephthys?
Search him.
Holy D.Va. Sometimes I'm saying you just want a normal summon the three.
You don't ever want a normal summon. Sometimes you might have to, I'll concede that.
Doesn't
but you
it,
don't
is
want
it the one
to.
That summons back the four?
No, Gund, when it dies, summons from deck.
Ah, okay.
That's so you always want to summon that off the trap. The trap kills it, and then she will summon from the deck.
I, for one, want a Deep Diver retrain.
Deep Diver? Is that the dog?
No, it's a guy in a scuba suit. Misses timing.
I thought isn't the dog in a scuba suit?
Is it?
I think it is.
Oh, I just thought it was
Or is that Dog Diver?
Oh, no, Deep Diver's just like... old-timey person in the water just with a pickaxe.
Yes.
But there is a dog diver. I just don't know what it's called.
I think it's literally called Dog Diver.
Oh my god, guys. Kyber Man's secret rare.
That's always been the top card on that app. How is that still functioning for you?
Because
I'm blessed.
He's got the same phone. It doesn't kick you off until you reinstall it, right? As long as an app's on there.
I thought they released an update that killed it.
Oh. Well, for me...
He's Yu-Gi-Oh! Price's last fan.
Yeah.
If there's 1,000 people in the world...
You'll be the last person using Yu-Gi-Oh! Price's to read card text.
That's okay. That's there. So anyway, this pack contains... It's clunkier.
You've got bookmark.
It's clunkier. The pack contains new cards for existing themes as well as brand new themes. The first run of this pack, that's not for us. This still has quarter century rares. Why?
And we are long into the financial year of fire. No, financial year of 25 years.
Bro, we're into the leap year of fire at this point. Like, this is absurd. But the OCG are copping the same. This is like their fourth year of Quartzies.
Yep. Starlight's dead. Well, I mean, they never had them anyway.
But when did we start getting Quartzies? It was July last year?
Yeah. Because wasn't it meant to be? It was in that.
The Megatons, or was it the set before?
It was the legendary tin thingies.
Yeah.
Mm. So, still going.
So, in the OCG, this is for release on the 27th of July. So, in the coming weeks, I'm sure we'll start getting some spoilies.
Yeah, it's too bad. We'll see how many Mermail cards they get.
I wonder if it'll still be in the Diablo Star. Like, if they'll do a water line of Diablo Star stuff.
Like, imagine they'll add something to the bikers and that lore will continue.
What about if they give us Atlantean Mermail Abyss something?
It'd be nice if they actually had, like, a card that was specifically linking them, as opposed to like just it's a lot of synergy.
Just made up.
At any rate, it'd be nice.
What was the one? What was the card that combined by just calling it the two archetypes? It'll come to me.
What for the,
Berserk like Drytron.
Yeah, that one.
Perform a power odd isynchron.
Yeah. Just all that time is.
They didn't even give it like a little bit on the end to make it like an original thing. They're just like, no, its name is the three names.
Well, I guess synchron, right? So, like,
it's got to be searchable.
Jet synchron.
Yeah, but all the other performer power odd eyes got like, one of them was at least called Corn.
But then there was performer power Uni.
Uni.
Yeah.
Anyway, we also have, actually, yeah, so for Infinite Forbidden, we've got two new pieces of support for the Rakia archetype. Sorry. What?
They should have released a Performer Power Fusion monster called Performer Power Unicorn. It was very clearly just those two Performer Powers in a shitty unicorn.
Like a pantomime horse costume.
Yes!
That would be so good.
Why did they never do this?
Yeah.
And then just have it linked to Frightfur because it's things in a costume.
No! Those are scary. We're only here for fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Put Frightfur in its name.
Anyway, two new pieces of support coming out for the Reiki archetype, which is the new tri-type of reptiles and bugs and the other one.
Eligible lizards.
What is the other type? Plant! That's it. So they get a main deck monster, discard
its. Not related to Reiki.
No, no, no. I mean, there's parallels. You could do it. You just wouldn't. Because Rika, Sun Avalon already has so much going for it.
In this deck, I wonder if it's possible to use Lone Fire Blossom and Snake Rain to resolve your full combo.
Surely. Surely it's possible.
It's the only way, really.
But anyway, discard this card. Special summon a plant, insect, or reptile from your hand. If this card is banished from your hand or graveyard, activate the effect. During the end phase of this turn, draw cards equal to the number of different types among insect, plants, and reptiles you control.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So if it banishes, end phase, potentially draw three.
I like that.
It's neat.
Yeah.
Draw your hand traps.
Correct. And then they also get a new Link 3 reptile. Banish up to two monsters from your graveyard. Its name is Reika Kurokamitsu.
I wanted to know if it was another Reiki card or whether or not it was going to be like an alien or a fucking reptile.
No, no, no. It's in archetype. So banish two from your grave, then target the same number of spell and traps your opponent controls, destroy them. If it's in your graveyard, target one of the tri-types you control, place it on the bottom of the deck, and if you do, special summon it, but you're locked into the tri-types for the rest of the turn. The link's not terrible.
The issue is
that grave effect's not that bad.
You don't really get the... You're not going to trigger the draw on turn one. That's your problem.
Not to use Snake Rain.
Because it has to destroy the opponent's...
Well, you've got to do something.
No, no, no. Those are two different monsters.
Yeah. But I was saying how you set up the draw three.
Oh, yeah. But, like, they're banishing stuff from graveyard all the time. Yeah, it's super simple.
Just wanted to see if they have a way to resolve that on turn one.
Oh, there definitely would be.
We'll find out when we play it.
Yeah.
Jake's going to play the deck.
I mean, I've got the Ogdoadix. I haven't looked into any other pieces of support. My aliens and stuff. No, I never ended up getting the CRs. I really should have, though.
Fake Ogdoadix.
They're all still in top loaders.
Did you?
No. Did I claim to be an Ogdoadix fan?
I mean, it was not that long after I tried playing the deck that I think I proclaimed that they sucked, so I don't think I was ever really a fan.
I remember you being like, this deck's all right when you normal summon Alistar. It's like, yes, you could normal summon Alistar and then use invocation and banish the card from grave.
Oh yes, but all those reptile plants.
Is it light earth?
I think earth. I closed the thing, but I'm pretty sure it's earth.
Make a that big guy.
I can make Magellanica, even though he's a rock. Anywho, a couple of weeks ago I mentioned that we had the Galaxy Wardrake V-Jump promo having been hinted at. We now know the full effects.
It's
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
So it's alright for that.
So the light dragon. Mm. Yeah, that's fine. So level 4. You can only use its effects once per turn, and you also can't special summon any other cards for the rest of the turn except light monsters. So if a light level 4 monster or monsters is special summoned to your field, special summon this card from your hand or graveyard, but banish it when it leaves.
So you special summon Photon Thrasher, then you special summon it.
Yeah. And then you can target one of your other level 4 light monsters you control, its level, and the one you target its level becomes 8 until the end of the turn.
And you overland Divine Knight Felgrand.
Maybe not bad.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a maybe Galaxy no, Eyes. Yeah,
a game winning combo with a Galaxy Eyes bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I mean, if it doesn't lock in the light types, oh my god, this card's amazing. But look,
yeah, I feel like it'd almost be too good if it locked you in. Oh, it didn't lock you in, rather.
Yeah.
But like, light's still a good archetype to be locked into. It's not dark, but it's not fire.
It's in, like. It's annoying where they go, oh, lingering effect versus Promethean Princess one, where it's just...
While it's on the board?
Yeah. Like, I feel like the cards they want to make good gets the princess treatment.
Yeah.
As opposed to the dragon treatment.
I mean...
Which usually they get good treatment.
Yeah, but they've moved on from dragons.
Yeah.
Unless they're specifically fire dragons.
Yeah.
We still need a water one to come back.
Oh, actually, circling back to the water set, imagine if they did the, retrains of, I've forgotten its fucking name now.
The Dragon Rules?
No.
I hope so.
What the fuck is it called?
It's a dragon.
Gives a lot of dragon rules. While you're saying that, the Link monster was a water monster for the tri-type.
Oh.
It was a water type, yeah.
You're in water.
Daedalus. If they gave us, retrain of Daedalus.
Oh, yes.
Would you rather them give you the retrain of Daedalus or playable Mermail and Millennium Guns?
Both are.
Daedalus.
You only get one.
Daedalus.
No.
Mermail's poo. Daedalus great, even though Daedalus has always been poo.
Daedalus.
Big wave, small wave into the unerrated, into the misprint near to Daedalus. Beautiful.
There's only been one.
I've definitely made that point.
Daedalus that's ever been even remotely.
Light ray?
No, I was thinking Metaphys.
Oh, yeah.
He very good for the deck.
But you gotta get shifted first.
Light ray retrains?
I'm impressed that you've never played that deck with shifted, Jake.
Well, I think in the time frame that I owned it and wanted to play it, well, I say owned it, I still very much have it. The time that I was playing it versus the time that shifter was available, there wasn't much, if any, overlap. And then the only time I had tried to play it with shifter was when we started low-res duels and... D-Shifter in the main deck was deemed too strong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Could think of another low-res deck.
We're pivoting hard to past formats.
Yeah, because Snake Eyes format sucks.
Snake Eyes isn't low-res anyway.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, when the current format sucks, you look back and start doing, like, Goad and Edison and Draft and...
I'm just waiting for WCQ. If I go.
May as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm curious as to whether I should cover this, seeing as though this is not a product that caters to us here in Australia or Europe.
Huh? Are we going to talk about speed duels?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to talk about speed duels?
Yeah, they've got a new promo pack.
Oh, the pack.
Spoilers.
Is it a gun?
Jesus Christ.
What?
So we've got 5 ultra rares.
Players like guns.
Brain Crusher? I don't even know what that is.
It's not Brain Crush?
No, Brain Crusher.
It's not Brain Control?
Nope.
Yeah, no, that name's not ringing a bell.
New cards. New releases. Jake's going to go to Unless Idea Prices again and look up Brain Crusher. You don't want to Google Brain Crusher.
Oh, it's an insect.
Keep safe, Surf On, kids.
Once per turn during the end phase, if this card destroyed an opponent's monster by battle and sent to the graveyard this turn, while you controlled it, oh my god,
fucking Jesus. It's okay, it's
speechless. Target one of those destroyed monsters in the graveyard, special summon that target. Hey!
Oh, it was in War of the Giants. Oh, no, it was a random promo card from one of the games. Yeah, so that makes sense why I've never seen it.
And now it's promo again.
Gear Free, the Red Eyes Iron Knight. Thousand Eyes Restrict, Foolish Burial, and Vampire Awakening. As the ultras.
God, another expensive 1,000 eyes to buy.
And also another foolish.
Oh, Jizno is a super?
Jizno is a super.
Yep. Command Knight also is a super.
Oh.
Relinquished is a super.
Has Relinquished ever been a super? I don't think it has.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's alright, it's not going to matter for us here in the fucking Australia and Europe and anywhere but America anyway. And then lastly, we go over to Master Duel as a refreshing change. It's going to be last of the topics. So currently, for a few days, they've got another Extreme Duel tryout going. This one is just called Nibiru, the Primal Being.
Oh, yes.
You told us about this one.
Hmm?
You told us about this one.
So this one, basically you get your starting hand and then they just give you an Nibiru in addition.
Yes.
It's very annoying because I wanted to play Unchained and the deck dies to Nibiru. So I thought I'd put in Sales Ban, call Nibiru. It's all right. I got hit with every other hand.
Oh no. Well, now you can't use your Nibiru.
Correct. Yes. But yeah, for winning three of those, you get a pack of the Blazing Arena. My pools were shit. Next, X-Saber, get a solo mode, continuing on for the Terminal World lore.
Yeah, cool.
But it wasn't there when I went to play it the other day.
Oh, well, it'll be there now.
So is X-Saber's Terminal?
Yeah. They were fighting with the worms.
Huh. I don't know what they do. I've never really realised.
So, spoilers... they're a mercenary group.
Yeah.
So sense. They were led initially by not Goddams, one of the other ones.
Airbell?
No, Airbell? I think it was Airbell.
Folk Troll?
No, it wasn't him. I think it was another extra deck one.
Hunley?
No.
Airbell?
No, it wasn't Airbell.
Wayne?
I mean,
no, it wasn't Wayne.
Okay, well, we're now out of first run X Saber cards.
Yeah, they had to be Goddams.
Goddams ended up leading them. I just can't remember the name of the other one that was leading them before that.
Forehelm Knight?
Shouldn't be Forehelm. There's a little one.
Emma's Blade?
What's...
Emma's Blade. That card was so expensive. Soza. Oh!
That guy, the drug addict.
Yeah, that piece of shit card.
Yeah.
No wonder why it's not the commander anymore. That card sucks.
Yeah. So he was initially leading them, but he just wasn't a very good person, apparently.
Or a very good card.
He went off and did a mission, got lost, left one of his swords, Goddams picked it up, and then started using his sword.
And then use it to make an emergency call.
What about the second call?
But anyway, that's that. But yeah, 200 gems on offer, some sleeves, an icon, the same kind of stuff. And then lastly, for some asset stuff, last year on April Fool's, they gave us the Baguska background, the Baguska sleeves, and the Baguska icon. This year, they've given us Baguska as a mate.
Yep.
Except he's terribly tired, not drunk.
So he's got the pillow and everything?
Yeah.
He just sleeps.
He's sleepy boy. Yeah. Oh, he's a demonic beast, apparently, though.
Yeah. Cut that shitty sand again.
Is that Tosh Sangin?
Yeah. Now we've got a turbo back.
I really need to get into...
Foil back Sangins just look good.
Yeah. Especially when just the eyes have the foiling and the rest of the Sangin doesn't.
I should use Sangin
so
more.
So nice. His eyes and his mouth.
I really need to get into getting the last bits and pieces I need for the format. Deck. Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell is it?
Edison.
Yeah.
I need to get Edison stuff.
I can't find my shoots.
Were there any in there? Oh, I reckon I'll put them in the goat box.
No, but I can't. That's the thing. I had goat.
Yeah.
Edison. I had trapped off shoots for goat.
No, just can't find them.
I can't find them.
That's weird.
They're not in any of the areas where they would be.
Foil trap dust shoot, please, Konami.
Yes, put it in Retro Pack 3.
Yeah. So moving on to some questions. If you weren't aware, we do have a Discord. Link will be in the description below. Feel free to jump in, say hi, and ask us some questions. First couple of questions this week come to us from 6R6. First question is, why do you like to win? Oh, sorry, I misspoke. What he actually typed was, why do you like to win?
Well, I don't, so...
Our family is just highly competitive, so it's always been a case of who can win, and that has followed me into my adult life. Unfortunately, before this, I sucked at most things, so I didn't win a lot, which now makes it, like, I'm not a particularly good loser, even though I still lose quite a bit. Anyway.
If you lose quite a bit, doesn't it make you a good loser?
Oh, it makes me great at losing. Yeah. I'm just like,
Jake is not a good loser.
I'm not a good sportsman at losing.
No.
Meh. I'll lock in and get competitive, but even then, it's not really... It's not for any joy, it's just to feel something.
The second you started down that road, I knew that was going to be it. I just cut myself to feel something.
I like to win because every win gets me closer to us finding Harold Holt.
You have to turn off eventually. How many card games do we have to play?
It's the only thing that keeps me going in life.
Yeah.
Still the funniest shit.
Playing card games will help me find Harold Holt.
The funniest shit that I learned relatively recently is that not long after his disappearance, they dedicated a swimming pool to him.
Yeah. Yes.
He was a strong swimmer.
He was a great swimmer.
Are you sure?
Yeah. The place he was swimming is was silly. Like, absolutely silly. Sorry to Harold Holt's family.
I think I know where to check. He might be attached to Thousand Eyes Restricted.
I thought you were going to say at the bottom of the pool.
What, a Thousand Eyes? Yeah, give us like a Kraken Thousand Eyes.
Yeah. That.
Please. Anything.
Second part of this question.
Deep.
Second part of this question is, when you lose, do you prefer it to be after many interactions or getting stopped by a no card? Who wants to get stopped by a no card?
Yeah, getting stopped by a no card makes me
this
worry
aspect
about
of your deck?
Holt.
No. What, you reckon someone just put skill drain on his legs and then he drowned?
Maybe. He was pretty skillful before that.
Oh, just side note, briefly, first round of locals, at first I had a bye, but then someone arrived late, so I was just watching the match next to me, and it happened to be Harry playing Runic Stun.
Yes.
Versus Chad playing Flawundary's as many Floodgate-y cards as possible.
Yes.
Harry in game one got even lead 3 times.
Yes.
Poor Hazmat.
When I was leaving today, Harry was trying to explain to the guy that he beat. Harry was like, oh, you know, sometimes I just want to play stun just to, like, you know, challenge myself. And I was just like, this guy's first locals. And he's ended it by playing against stun.
Happens to him. Happens to someone every day, I guess.
I just thought he was playing, like, Runic Fauxhire. I was
looking at his opening hand, and I saw an Amano Awado. I was like, oh my fucking Christ.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't like to lose to no cards. I don't like the fact that someone can flip one card and be like, your effect's gone. Your graveyard, gone. Fucking, like, you can't summon more than one type of monster. You can't summon more than twice. Like, that shit's bullshit.
That's what we played last night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Everyone's on the same page at that point.
Yes. Soon, we will have effect monsters that are better.
I mean, intrinsically, I mustn't like it because I versed Lachlan a lot over COVID where he was just playing Mystic Mine. And I'm like, man, we're one of the few people that will be playing IRL Yu-Gi-Oh right now. And this is what we're doing. And just wouldn't build another deck. Nope, he's just sitting on Mystic Mind Dino Mist. And eventually he came around, we're playing Infernoble, whatever. But yeah, there's a few dark months there.
Playing Infernoble, whatever. Starts turn, 0 cards in hand.
Yeah.
I normal summon, pop it.
Yeah, what's worse, no card or having your whole hand milled?
Whole hand milled.
I mean, they're effectively the same. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, there's a chance to get around to say no card sometimes. Like, you might have the out. You don't have the out when you lose your hand.
Here's the problem.
Well, you can have them out.
It's never just one no card.
True.
Like, whenever people say that, like, the whatever floodgate it is of the month isn't a problem, they always view it in isolation and think that that's okay.
And then they've, like, got a fucking...
They've got a Solemn there. They've got a fucking Barone there to protect. It's like...
Card isn't that bad. Play around it. Anyway, I summon Force Titaner.
God. So yeah, to answer your question, no, fuck the no cards off. More than happy to lose if like there's a back and forth. Even if I just happen to brick and like my opponent opens well enough to,
yeah, at least
to
then I'm like,
do whatever. RNG. It's like, yeah, exactly. Like, if I'm just like got some motherfucker sitting across from me with these fucking whatever color cards they are, traps, and going, hey, you can't play. Nah.
Who's the first person to play Light and Darkness Dragon in Edison? With Thunder King Ryo, Doom Cal and stuff.
Oh, Christ. I mean, surely it's Harry.
The mission's set.
My side deck is all Floodgates. So it's like,
oh.
So far, everyone's been like, oh, do you want a side deck? And I'm like,
are you sure?
I literally flip my side deck over, fan it out, and I just get the response, oh, I wouldn't worry about it then.
Yeah. Oh.
Next question is again from 6R6. Are you the dishwasher stacker of your household? And what level of rage do you reach when a bowl or cup or cutlery item is placed outside of its unspoken location?
We share dishwashing, stacking and unpacking kind of privileges here in this house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
There is one item that never gets back to where it always is, and I always open up the drawer when I see the dishwasher's been done. I'm like, I will put you back. fancy knives. I have fancy knives and I have a knife box. So I take the knife out of the drawer.
Put those in the dishwasher.
I have one that I treat like shit, and the other three I don't touch at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. I won't go through my entire list of domestic bugbears on the podcast. I will say...
Bugbears? Ha!
No, you're thinking drop bears.
No, I was just trying to pop the... D&D fans in the audience? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so for the dishwasher, my problems are that I seem to be the only one that ever empties it. I know that it needs emptying because shit will be left on the counter and or in the sink, even though it should have been done.
Oh, we definitely have periods of that.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, my brother puts knives in downward because he doesn't want to cut himself when he empties the dishwasher, which he doesn't do, so it's literally a non-issue. But then they don't wash properly.
I stack knives up to feel something.
I literally just put them in the dishwasher, however they are in my hand when I walk to the dishwasher.
See, I want to have them up because I feel like when they're down, the plastic stops them from getting a proper wash.
Yeah, I think
so. I like to have them up.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
Also, if you're a person over the age of 7, you know, knife it's, pointy, it's... don't touch knife.
Oh no, I've definitely stabbed myself doing this.
It shouldn't annoy me, but does. I think those are my only issues with the dishwasher. Oh, and I'm also the only person that buys Rinse-Aid and or like those dishwasher packs to like wash the dishwasher out on occasion.
Oh,
that annoys me.
We've never used.
Keep
in mind, we had this dishwasher's been.
I know it's a new addition for
it
you guys.
It hadn't been used for 3 years, and then we finally got it fixed.
Hmm.
We're like, ah, yes. Dishwasher time.
The one thing I will say with our dishwasher is it, outside of having a small issue, which isn't actually the dishwasher's fault, but more so the way it's installed, it has like the longest pipe to take it to the drain ever, and occasionally stuff gets stuck in the length of pipe because it like curls and whatever. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, hasn't skipped a beat. Has not had a single problem.
I'm very surprised we haven't had a problem.
Yeah, something will go wrong.
Yeah.
Almost certainly. But at the moment, we are all fine and dandy.
Especially considering the repair guy was like, oh yeah, just don't touch any of the settings and just hit, put the stuff in, hit play.
So, simple, easy.
Okay, sir, no problem. We will not touch anything else.
I'm also not telling the real estate.
Next question comes to us from Ryguy. What is the biggest Yu-Gi-Oh monster you could beat in a fight?
The biggest?
Lachlan, Rabbit Horseman.
How hard could Master of Oz really be to fight?
Is he not huge? Massive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right with the koala nose. Rotten the gum nuts. Fuck, I'm an idiot.
I don't know. Probably Hanawada. Something small.
Takes no damage.
Ah! Oh, Spore.
Can't be Martian one.
Yeah. I don't know. I could take this one.
I've never really thought about fighting Yu-Gi-Oh! Monsters.
the 5 to maybe 7 year old girl.
Yeah. I certainly ain't gonna be this one.
No, I've always hated Eren's face. You can, like, I'll scrap with Eren.
Yeah, but I can't kick that high.
Yeah, just dodge it. Wolf, though, fuck, he would rip me to shreds.
Yeah. And then maybe do things with your corpse.
Yeah.
There's a reason they became the Twilights once.
There are Jesus. Two wolves inside your deck. You will draw them now. look, I just want to fight Mr. Ryan. That's all. From Pokemon. If I ever saw one of them in real life, I'd beat it to death. This does not extend to actual mimes. But maybe.
I could beat Rescue Cat in a fight. No. You'd be trying to help someone and I'm just like, yeah!
Don't worry, help is on the way.
Shows up, I'm just like, eh.
I'm going to save this question for another week when maybe we've had more time to think about it, because I feel like it's just going to be a not event if we do it now.
We should cliffhanger it then.
Next question that we'll do for this week is from Arch. Do you think Konami should give up on children?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've given up on children.
Do they not?
Yeah.
I mean, they have in the US market.
Oh, like in our market as well. And in
Europe, sorry.
So in the Western market.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just like, oh, you can watch this anime. You can't play the card game in the anime though.
Yeah. None of the video games really tie in. The two phone games are really... Oh, no. If you had a kid playing Duel Links, I'd feel worried. I'd be like,
I got a lot of money to put in.
Yeah,
it could just
be a poker machine.
Yeah.
It's effectively what they are. I mean, there's very... Like, we think about it as if, like, those games are the only games doing it, but, like, there's very few games that don't have microtransactions in them that most kids would play.
Yeah, but Duel Links is egregious.
So bad.
Yeah.
Like, I can't build Harpy. Like, I just refuse to put any money into it. All the gems and stuff didn't only got, like, Harpy's pet dragon. Don't need it. Like, then you got to grind in the, like, Harpy's... Oh, Harpy Lady is a reward from grinding a ladder.
Oh,
so you can't just go, oh, I'm going to build Harpies and then go play on ladder. No. You've got to build something else. And I don't think you get as many tokens if you lose, so you're like, you've got to
build something good.
Yeah, it's not good.
But how close are we getting to having 7 Rogues Fusion in that? Because I'll probably start opening it every now and then to get the 500 free gems every time pack releases, and then...
I feel it's still a little while away. They've only just done maximum summon stuff. Okay. So they've got a couple more things in that avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like 7 Rogues Fusion.
But to circle back to the question, I feel like it's been talked about for a little while, but they could benefit from doing more of a segregation of, like, age groups and cater more to, like, the adults and the young adults and then the children. Like, the children section doesn't really change with that segregation.
You mean, like, Dragon Duel and regular duel?
Yeah, so making more of a separation like Pokemon does. So you've got, like...
Yeah, it should do that.
Yeah, but kids can play Pokemon because it's only Pokemon. Yu-Gi-Oh's like, this game's fucked.
Yeah, but even with that segregation, it doesn't change anything for that age bracket. They're still Dragon Duels, and nothing changes for them. There's still, like, three of them.
Mm.
The three of them turn up. One of them has a crack deck. The other two, like, have effectively a structure deck. They all still get an invite because they're the only ones there.
But you just said three people, so therefore they're not focusing on children. So, yeah. We need to... You need, like, if they ever wanted, like, they must have given up on children. Surely.
We're at probably 3 years until I can start coaching my nephew. And then probably about another 3 years, and then we'll be ready for Dragon Duel.
Dragon.
It's going to be, like, 8. You're going to take them to any WCQ and be like, here we go. Get your price support.
Get me another Nintendo Switch.
Second last question from Zinthonian. It's that time of year again. What are everyone's thoughts on the new Australian entry for Eurovision? I read this question like 3 days ago and forgot to look up what our entry was in order to answer the question.
We'll definitely get back to that. I do like, I will follow Eurovision.
Yeah, I had a feel. That's why I asked the question, because I had a feeling you might know, but apparently you haven't looked at it either.
No.
So then
I'll message a friend.
I'm all WrestleMania at the moment. Like, that's all I've thought about.
So then for the last question is from Frozen Actaline, and it's just regarding the Nibiru type thing that they just released for Extreme Duels.
The Duelmaster? Extreme Duels?
That'll get the kids back in.
The tryout thing I said, where they just give you Nibiru to start.
Yeah, Extreme Duels.
Oh, so they knew what you're going to, they knew you're going to talk about it this week.
Well, he asked it about 2 seconds ago. Anyway, his question is, or their question is, are there any similar formats you would like to try?
What would be funny to always have in your hand, Time Wizard?
You're always playing into a Rudeki.
Guys, we're playing Time Wizard format. Oh, Edison, Goat, no!
Time Wizard's there. You flip a coin to try and wipe it. Yeah, and just it's just a deck mark. Like, it's not even, you don't have to summon it. You can just anytime choose to flip a coin.
Yeah. Like, just, no, don't even, hear me out, don't even have a choice of time. When the phases change, the coin flips.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Do it, you cowards.
I have seen people do duels where it's like entirely either coin toss, or, oh my fucking
He did price. It again.
Coin toss.
Ah, need a die. Coin toss or dice roll. And that looks fun. I would do that.
Or everything gets older and more powerful.
My magician didn't die, he just became a sage.
Nah.
That card never worked in the old video games, by the way. Like, didn't summoning it? Dark Sage. Like, I swear, in like World Championship 2003, it's bugged. Same with Red Eyes, Black Metal Dragon. I'm fairly sure both of them were bugged. So
I think we've definitely talked about this before, where also you just don't summon Black Metal Dragon because it's like Red Eyes with Metal Morph is just better.
Yeah.
Oh god, that card's so good. It's in MRD. Oh.
Is Metal Morph common?
Nah, it's super. Oh no, someone's gonna pull.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, it's going to be Lachlan, isn't it?
I mean, you'd hope
put
so.
His red ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's thematic, isn't it? Do we have results for the poll?
Yes. The majority of people opted for May for the banlist release. 67% versus April and 33. No votes for June or Christmas.
Christmas. Jesus Christ, never again.
So yeah, we're not feeling an April banlist, which...
It's a May I agree, it's May banlist.
Yeah, but it also feels like we are riding off a few YCSs just sitting here going, well, we know it's going to win.
Speaking of which, when is the next YCS?
Well, is there a random one this weekend?
No.
No, Leah would have told us by now.
True. Wonder what... yeah. Maybe there isn't, that's why they're just holding it off.
Maybe.
If only there was a schedule we could look up.
If only it was publicly available. Yeah. Oh, what water deck do we want to see get support in Rage of the Abyss?
Well, the two that we said.
Harold Holt joke.
We can have a Harold Holt deck.
Nah, it's fine. Will Harold Holt get water support?
I feel like his water support is coming way too late.
For himself.
No, he already got it. Commie.
Yay.
Commies. That concludes us for this week. Thank you all very much for listening and watching. If you are watching along, feel free to like and subscribe. If you're listening, feel free to favorite. Jump into our Discord, ask us some questions, vote in our poll, and we'll catch you all next week. Peace.
Bye.